I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Here's a story that sounds like it belongs in the Cold War era. For the past couple of days, two Russian nuclear-powered submarines have been patrolling off the eastern seaboard of the United States. Now, that's the kind of thing that Soviet subs would have done a couple of decades ago. In fact, they did frequently. Not so much nowadays. Norman Palmieri is a naval historian who specializes in submarine warfare. He's now in Virginia. First off, when we talk about these nuclear-powered subs, does that necessarily mean that they're carrying nuclear weapons?
They probably are not. These are not strategic or ballistic missile submarines. These are submarines that both collect intelligence and look for enemy ships and submarines. So their weapons are usually just torpedoes. Sometimes they do carry short-range missiles for use against ships and possibly land targets. But these are not strategic or ballistic missile submarines.
This is the Akula class of submarine. Now, on the eastern seaboard, especially those of us who are here right now, should we be concerned about some kind of an attack?
Absolutely not. The only action I would suggest is if you have a very tall building nearby, take some binoculars, look out. You may see a periscope. But actually, we're talking about the subs being a couple of hundred miles offshore, probably.
It'll be great to see a periscope. But what else can we see? I mean, clearly, the United States knows where these submarines are. And that's something, by the way, back in the Cold War era, we presumably wouldn't have known. They were harder to detect them.
Well, yes and no. We had much better capability during the Cold War with what we called SOSUS, a seafloor series of hydrophones, which we strung across the Atlantic, Pacific, and certain other areas. Most of those are gone now. I actually believe the Russian submarines wanted to be seen. They wanted to be seen so they would get headlines, so that the Russian Navy could demonstrate to the Russian government, hey, we're out there, we're representing the Russia of the old days, the real Russia, and we can have a political impact. So I think they wanted to be seen, and if we hadn't detected them, they probably would have done everything but surface to let us know they're there.
Are you kidding? I mean, so this is
a domestic
message, you believe, for the Russian government. I mean, isn't it the Russian government, either Putin or Medvedev, the president, who would have sent them here?
Probably not. I think the Navy would have said we're going to continue our normal operations, including a couple of subs off the Atlantic coast. But having the New York Times, the Washington Post, having your station broadcast this news really helps the Navy in the budget fights they're having now.
This is the Russian Navy you're talking about.
Yes, the Russian Navy.
Yes, well, Vladimir Putin, as we're going to hear in just a few minutes, is on vacation right now, but perhaps he is tuning in.
I'm sure he gets a box of key messages every hour.
Yeah, but what is the purpose? I mean, it sounds like it could potentially...
It's the same reason the Russian Navy sent a cruiser, a nuclear-powered cruiser, to Venezuela last year. They operated a carrier for a couple of months in the eastern Mediterranean. It's to send a signal that, one, Russia is still a world power, can still project some semblance of military power outside of their own borders. And for the Navy, it means at last they're showing they can do something.
I mean, that does sound like a bit of a paradox, because the strength of a submarine is that it's hidden.
That's right.
It's below the water.
The cloak of invisibility, the stealthiness.
Yes, exactly. But in this case, they want to be known and all over the media. I mean, I'm kind of surprised they're not having a press conference.
Well, Lisa, let me give you a parallel. When the Argentines attacked the Falklands, invaded the Falklands, the British immediately sent a couple of nuclear submarines down because they could get there faster than any surface ships. And then the British announced they were there. Whether they were there or not, it had a tremendous psychological effect on the Argentinians.
But you're saying in this case, this should not have a tremendous psychological effect on Americans.
It should not. I'm certain it was done primarily for internal Russian political consumption.
Let me ask you this. If Russian subs are no longer a problem for the United States or the U.S. Navy, what is the principal role of American subs then today, especially since the Cold War is over?
The principal role for our submarines, and we still have 40-some nuclear-powered non-strategic submarines, what we call attack submarines. Principal roles for them are intelligence collection, reconnaissance, and in rare cases, putting a few SEALs, a few commandos, a few special forces people ashore.
Are they doing that?
Well, I'm certain they're not doing it every day to every country where we have submarines sitting offshore. But periodically, I would guess in Africa, the Middle East, there are other places, where we put a team ashore to make contact with someone, to leave a listening device, to do something else.
And when you mentioned that we have 40-something submarines, the United States does, attack submarines, who are they on the lookout for right now?
Well, for instance, we're keeping track, I'm certain, of certain North Korean merchant ships, because North Korea has been accused of providing nuclear materials and other weapons to Syria and some other nations.
Anyone else?
Iran, certainly.
Do Iran and North Korea have significant submarine capabilities?
No. Both of them have minuscule submarine forces. Mm-hmm. But we're also interested in just observing the Chinese. We want to know what their submarines can do. The Chinese are building modern submarines, nuclear and non-nuclear. And I'm certain whenever we have a chance to trail one of them for a few days, we try to.
Norman Palmer writes widely on naval and submarine warfare. We've put a link, in fact, to his blog on our website, theworld.org. Thank you very much, Norman.
Lisa, thank you so much. Dive, dive.
There he goes, Norman Palmer, diving like a sub, at least figuratively.